We always prefer that you listen to the show live and on the radio. Right. But if you can't...
All right. What are the alternatives,
You can listen to the Junks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify,
right,
or wherever you listen to your podcast.
I mean, who doesn't routinely use Spotify?
I mean, I'm guessing people use it like every day.
I use it literally every day.
I know I pay for it every month.
You don't use it every day?
I don't use it much. I mean, my daughters do, but I don't use it a lot. Sometimes.
We're also streaming
not
live.
Not as much as you do.
Stream live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
You know,
there's no shortage of ways to consume this product.
When I sleep now, thunderstorms.
Well, you didn't need to use that.
No, I doubled up. Yeah. I doubled up. I had real thunderstorms, and I put my own thunderstorms on.
Doubled down.
In my neighborhood,
is the red light still
big
on?
Ones.
Red light still on. Oh, yeah.
How big were the storms over there?
They were ripping.
Yeah, they were ripping.
Because I was driving home from Wolf Trap last night.
Mm-hmm.
Because
how was Sugar Ray?
Sugar Ray was awesome.
How you went to Wolf Trap?
Bare Naked Ladies were the headliners.
Oh, yeah. They're awesome.
But, well, they may have been awesome, but as soon as Sugar Ray was done,
you were out.
We bolted.
Just you because guys didn't want to see them, or just at the storms?
I'm fine. They're okay, but they're not worth, to me, they're not worth staying up until 11 o'clock and then fighting traffic, and then I'm a zombie for the rest of the week.
Oh, just to get out of there.
Just to get out, because the place was jam-packed, sold out.
Did you get hooked by our guy Bernie?
Guy Bernie took care of me.
Nice.
Took care of me. Sitting in the orchestra pit while the thunderstorms were building outside on the lawn. All the dogs on the lawn had to go seek shelter and go find cover.
I would have liked to have gone to see that show, but I would have been more into the Bare Naked Ladies.
You know what? You know what else I was a little bit surprised by? Fastball was the opening band. I was like, okay, they have one song, The Way. I mean, that song was a smash 25, 30 years ago, however long ago it was.
To recognize
but I was sitting there, like, listening to them.
Yeah.
And they probably played, I don't know, six, maybe seven songs. I kind of recognized like four or five of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't realize that I had so much like fastball residue.
They were the opener?
They were the opener. Sugar Ray in the middle, the Bare Naked Ladies headline.
You have a fastball file.
I think that's the...
I guess.
Remember I told you my daughter went out to Red Rocks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With some friends?
And yeah.
She goes, yeah, we're some band called the Bare Naked Ladies.
Right.
I said, oh, yeah, they're pretty popular.
Yeah.
Anyway. I think that was the same show.
I'm sure it was the same tour.
Yeah, same tour.
Sure it was the same tour. It just moved
eastward. I think she said that Fastball opened.
Place was packed. I mean, I've never seen so many people at Wolf Trap.
I brought this up, I think, a week ago, but I was texting with Bernie. I think I'm going to go see Train next next
Train's
month.
Train's good.
I slept on Train when I went to see OAR in Vegas when I claimed I was going to have sex with my wife 100 times. I did it like 1.5 times.
Yeah.
We went to see OAR. I guess we'll see, like, Train. We'll stick around. They were awesome.
We never got your really total good. In San Diego. EB came back the week that you were off.
And he's San Diego
total.
Two and a half.
No, you slightly take the under.
Two.
The two ball.
Two ball. Right.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. It's solid.
What, like a 3-day weekend?
It's very solid.
Yeah, it's
4-day trips. Very solid.
Are you kidding? At your age? It's a miracle you can even do that.
I'm not 25 anymore.
Yeah.
No, I'm staring down the barrel of 55.
Yeah, you got two in.
Yeah, it's solid performance.
Good for you, buddy.
Yeah.
Proud of
it's
you,
a
man.
Solid B plus.
Proud of you. And I'm glad Amy she was willing to do it.
Of course.
Yeah.
She is my wife. Generally, your wife is willing to do that. I would guess.
You might be surprised.
I mean,
You might be surprised.
Possibly.
Yeah.
All right, so we tease this heading into the break. I guess Adam Peters heard all the talk about Terry McLaurin calling him an ageist, and he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go out and slide a really old guy in Von Miller. Von Miller added to the Commanders' defense.
Well, they didn't give him a long-term deal.
I know, he gets a one-year deal.
And they're adding a fossil, though.
They're adding an old dude who hasn't had double-digit sacks since 2018.
Yeah, I mean, they got him for pennies.
I'm sure.
For NFL
money. Did they say
what the
number was?
I think it's 1.5, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sure it has other incentives, too.
Oh, like, sure. If he gets 10 sacks.
You know what? So, the year before, he played in 12 games. He's a limited package guy at this point in his career. He had no sacks. Last year, he had 6. When you look at his overall grade, out of 211 edge rushers, he ranked 15th last year.
It's really good.
His overall grade was 82.4.
That's a PFF grade?
Yes. His pass rush win rate was pretty solid for the limited snaps he played. He played something, I think, like 211.
Right.
Or something.
And I'm sure that Dan number. Quinn and company, they will be limiting his snaps.
Yeah. Put him in packages.
At his advanced age. And
I mean, he's been in, how old is he, 36?
36.
Yeah. He had a serious knee injury. I think that was in 2022. Mm-hmm. And he said he shouldn't have played at all in 23.
Right.
And
yeah, because 23.
And then he had the
off
the field issue. He had an off the field. He was accused of.
He had a domestic thing.
Yeah. So he had a couple things happen in the last few years. But I mean, talk about some of the big names that are on this roster, even though some of them are kind of obviously past their prime.
Well, they're proven guys. They're just proven guys that you can rely on.
But I mean,
I think.
Kinlaw, Debo, now Von Miller, Tunsil.
They're getting older. I mean, that's it's an old team.
Oh, it's an old team.
Yeah.
I mean, they
but I'm just saying, like, the Bobby Wagner. Bobby Wagner.
Team.
I mean, they're just big names.
Understood. Isn't it an admission, though, that they needed help on the pass rush? Look, I think it's not going to be a good move for them. If you look at his last 3 years, combined, he has 14 sacks in 37 games.
Yeah, but look at what he did last year.
37 games.
Look at what he did last year.
Six sacks. Yeah, I get the grade, but I'm looking at the production. In 2021, when he was with the Rams and the Broncos, that, I think, is his last, what I'd say, pretty good year, which is 9.5 sacks. I mean, they got that from Dante Fowler last year.
He was kind of in his prime then. I mean, that was way before the knee
injury.
That's
the back end of the prime.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of confidence this move. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, put it up as the Junkies
poll of
the day.
I think it's all crazy.
It's brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can's only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
He's an accessory. He's not your prime. He's not your brand new Peter Millar pants or your new Johnny O shirt. He's your belt.
Okay.
He's just your accessory.
I think if you get like 5 to 7 sacks out of him, he's well worth whatever cash out.
Yeah, like last year,
costs.
I think he had 30 pressures or something like that.
But isn't it an admission that they needed something?
Clearly, they
and they're grasping.
I mean, we all knew that.
You always
we knew
could
that
use
when
more.
when they bypassed it in the draft. Yeah. We knew they still needed pass rush help, and they hope that they can squeeze another productive year out of an aging Von Miller.
If they had more, if they hadn't traded away some of those picks, I mean, they only had 5 picks, right?
Right.
If they had 7 or 8 picks, they would have taken a pass rusher, but I guess they just felt like they didn't see any in the draft they really liked. They clearly thought they needed something.
Mm-hmm.
If they could get another 6 in that 6 range, you know, key moments and 30 pressures, we'll take it. We'll take it. Just a little extra little piece that you can add. I don't look at him as some guy that's going to come in here and get double digit
now
anything.
Did he Photoshop himself in the number 24 uniform?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Is he planning on wearing? Can he even wear 24?
Yes. If he's listed, I think, as a linebacker, he can wear 24.
I just don't like that number on a linebacker.
What did he wear?
I kind of like
Buffalo?
It's like, that's like a cornerback type number.
Number 40.
40 with Buffalo. Yeah.
I actually hate that number on him.
I think it looks pretty cool when it's different. I like different.
It almost makes me queasy looking at it. I just don't like it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Am I the only person that's offended by him wearing like a cornerback type number?
I didn't know that.
It's like a running back.
I'm not convinced that he's wearing that number. I get it that he's photoshopping it.
Why is he photoshopping himself?
I don't know. He likes Champ Bailey.
Yeah, I look at that. I think Champ Bailey, he should be backpedaling and covering a wideout. I don't like it.
I didn't even know he photoshopped his face in it. I just thought he just pulled picture.
No, I think it's him, and he just photoshopped the Commander's uni on him.
You know what? When you look at it at your phone, and it's such a small little thing, I didn't analyze it like that.
I am anti Von Miller wearing 24 with the Commanders.
Why doesn't he wear 40? Who's got 40?
I don't know.
Tyler Owens has 40. He can. Von Miller gets it over Tyler Owens.
I would think.
So maybe he ends up wearing 40.
Maybe
he wants a fresh start, and he wore 24 in high school or college.
Possible.
Like, well, it's also his 24th year in the league.
For the record, I like it. I think it's different. I like it.
I do not.
Yeah.
Just let it be known. On the record, I do not like linebackers wearing cornerback numbers.
I was pleasantly surprised when I woke up that you just add a veteran. Pass rush, some of these pass rushers, I'm going to have to do some research, but some of these guys can do some damage, you know, in their later years.
Yeah.
To be surprised.
I mean, Frankie Louvu is wearing a quarterback number. You have a problem with that?
I'm not the biggest fan of that either.
Oh, okay.
Right, man, I would not have noticed. I just thought he was picking a random picture. Von Miller's in there.
You know what it is now? There's anarchy with the numbers in the NFL. It's just back to the Wild West. You can basically do whatever. I don't like it.
Wild, Wild West.
All right, let's go to, let me see here. Let's go to Dwayne in Bowie.
Hey, Dwayne.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Dwayne?
Hey, Jason, yesterday, actually, you might be on to being a psychologist or something. Remember
I think so, yeah.
You remember the guy that killed his in-laws and all that?
You mean the former pitcher, Dan Serafini?
Yeah.
No, the guy that killed the parents in Hollywood. Remember the in-laws and put them in a trash can and did all that stuff. I think you were talking about that yesterday.
We were talking about Darren Serafini yesterday, unless I'm mistaken. I know we talked about the former pitcher.
Go ahead, give him his credit anyway, even if you got it wrong.
Give him a shine.
The guy that we were talking about, he didn't even look like in the courtroom. He offed himself the day before in jail. When they put him in jail, he offed himself. He slit his own wrist.
Ah.
But anyway, it might not be the guy you're talking about, but it was almost the same identical story.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, uplifting story to start open on Thursday.
I didn't follow that one.
The second thing is, why is everybody giving Josh Harris a pass? I mean, I understand if he goes and talks to Adam, he's meddling. I mean, he could just go in and, hey, look, this is one time I'm going to meddle, give the guy what he wants.
I'm not giving him a pass. He bought a freaking football card that nobody cares about for $500,000 just as a goof.
Hold on. Why do you care so much about him buying a $500,000 football
because
card?
Because it was just a dumb PR thing. It just shows me, like he throws around $500,000 pennies.
I'm a multi-billionaer. I can buy, Eric,
that has nothing to do with the salary. Cap or anything
we don't have salary cap implicate. We're fine with the salary cap.
Yeah,
a couple million dollars here and there. Honestly, we're fine. They can manipulate it.
I know, but I don't understand why this card thing is a huge hang up for you.
It is a hang up.
Hey, EB, just because you have a 1,000 Craig Worthington worthless cars, I have a card that's worth $500,000.
Listen, he's crying about money all the time for the stadium and he needs the tax credits and everything. No.
Isn't he putting a huge chunk of cash into the stadium?
Yeah, more than any other owner on the planet.
Good, good.
I don't care.
Right. I am holding him accountable. If they don't sign Terry McLaurin, it's ultimately not on Adam Peters, not on Dan Quinn, not on it. It's on Josh.
All right, so hold on. Finish your thought on Harris real quick.
So here's the thing. This is EB is correct. EB is absolutely right. This is a saying that goes: your house is on fire and you're busy chasing cockroaches. This is exactly what it is.
Never heard that, but okay.
It's funny.
Well, you've heard it the first time now. You have to handle these little things, and buying a $500 card is distracting. Is you got a guy that everybody wants.
Just goofing around, partying, right. $500,000 football card. Sign your best player.
Right.
Second best player.
Yeah.
He employed Adam Peters to do this. What?
I know. I'm just frustrated. It's reached a point now where
you're just doing the blame game at anybody that comes around?
No. He's the ultimate blamer. I ultimately will blame him.
Hold on.
If they don't come to an agreement and trade
Terry McLaurin, you don't blame Adam Peters?
No.
You blame Josh Harris?
Yes.
That's...
Okay, well, first of all, they are going to come to an agreement with Terry McLaurin eventually. It will happen. He's not going to get traded. He will be playing for the Commanders this upcoming season. And you should be sending Josh Harris bouquets of flowers every week because you had to deal with Dan Snyder for almost 25 years. The worst owner in all of professional sports.
He doesn't get a present for just being not Dan Snyder because you're not Dan Snyder. You're not Dan
Snyder. Yeah, but I don't own the team.
Yeah, but there are plenty of other guys that could buy the team.
I didn't rescue the team from the depths of hell.
If he wanted to sell today, there'd be plenty of other guys lining up to buy it.
You know, everyone.
Don't call Byron Allen. He's nice to own a team.
Byron Allen.
Who's Byron Allen?
I'm just throwing out a random name.
He was in the mix.
I don't know if it's the Greek guy that you liked.
I thought you were talking about Brian Davis.
Yeah, Brian Davis.
No, I was not talking about Brian Davis.
Oh, you weren't thinking about Brian Davis.
I don't understand.
He has the money to buy it.
I don't understand this. Everyone was lamenting the fact that Ron Rivera can't put together a roster.
This
organization needs a real GM. Yeah. Finally, a real GM's in place and is doing his job, and everyone's freaking out.
We'll see if he's doing. I'll tell you if he's doing his job.
It's the emotions coming in with the possibility of Terry McLaurin sitting out.
If he fumbles the McLaurin bag, he didn't do his job. because you got to find a way to just get it done. Terry's a reasonable guy. And I think they will get it done.
Well,
but
you're assuming he's reasonable.
Yes, I am.
He could be asking for something very unreasonable.
I think he's pretty reasonable. Yeah, I have a pretty good.
That's the thing. We just don't know the numbers. We don't know the numbers.
But I have a pretty good body of evidence based on his character that he's probably being fairly reasonable.
I know we're going to talk about it coming up at 7 o'clock, but maybe the team is coming from the perspective of all the coaches and scouts and front office executives that didn't put him in the top 10 receivers.
I'm sure they're using whatever they can against them.
There's no way that Adam Peters and his group are using a goofy
survey.
As part of their negotiations with Terry McLaurin.
I understand.
I wouldn't be surprised
that,
if they threw it in his
but
face.
But I'm saying that they're coming from that perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, just getting back to the Von Miller deal, just did a quick search. So he is older. But, man, some of these older pass rushers, now these are the elite. But I think Von Miller goes up there in the elite. Reggie White, age 37, at 16 sacks. Chris Dolman at 37 at 15. Kevin Green at 36 at 15. At 37, he at 12.
Yeah.
Chris Dolman at another 12 at 36. Julius Peppers at 11 at 37. Reggie White had 11 at 36. Bruce Smith at 10.
The problem is he hasn't done it in recent years.
He's had injuries. But last year he had 6 in limited time.
In 37 games, he's got 14.
I know, but he even said he shouldn't even have played in 23 because he was so injured.
That's over the course of three seasons.
But look at the most recent year, which is most telling.
I'll take the under, and I'll give you 8.5.
Under on what?
Under 8.5 sacks.
Oh, I wouldn't bet that.
Okay, well, then why are you bringing up double-digit sacks?
But his win rate might be decent. It just depends on snaps. But I'm just saying, he could still be a productive player at an older age, even as a role player.
Look, they gave him $1 million.
Right.
I know. They gave him nothing.
It's a flyer.
I figure, you know what?
If they get 2 sacks in a big division game and they win the game,
it's paid off.
It's paid off.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He doesn't have to have 10 or 12 sacks because he's not going to.
I'm just pointing out, of course, I don't think he will. I'm just saying that guys can be productive in their later years at that position.
Sure.
Yeah. And I think it was telling that he had a bounce back year last year.
You're welcome to call us on an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. What is your reaction to Von Miller being the latest addition to the Washington Commanders? We'll take your calls at 800-636-1067.